Well, good to see you for the New Year's Eve service. The text for tonight is two psalms, Psalm 42 and 43. And as we read, we can see that Psalm 42 and 43 are not two separate psalms, but one single psalm. It's a psalm composed by the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah are Levites, and they were the ones who were, you know, the choir and the musicians at the temple of Jerusalem. So they were the ones who led people of Israel in the worship of God. And many of the psalms by the sons of Korah focus on the temple of God. So let's turn to Psalm 42, and we'll go up to Psalm 43. It's a bit long, but bear with me. It's a famous psalm. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. We'll continue with Psalm 43. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. In the Hebrew, it has, send me your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. In today's psalm, we can sense that the author is quite depressed and afflicted. And we see a pattern in both psalms, well, the one psalm, 42 and 43. At first, he is downcast, he's depressed, but then he stops his feelings and he challenges his own feelings. Why are you so downcast, O my soul? And he tries to put his hope in God. But then he gets depressed again. And so he's disturbed. And all the chaotic feelings and dark thoughts are clamoring inside his soul. Then again he stops and he again challenges his soul. Why are you so downcast? Put your hope in God. But for the third time, he gets depressed again. And yet he would not let his dark feelings overwhelm him. Again, he challenges his own soul. And he concludes his psalm with a note of hope and trust in God. And there are three things which made this author of Psalm so downcast and depressed. The first is that the author is far removed from God's temple. And though he is in Israel, he is at the furthest point away from Jerusalem. He's at Jordan's headwater in Mount Hermon. And we don't know the historical context of the psalm, but for some reason he cannot go to Jerusalem, and he cannot participate in the religious holidays, religious festivals of God's people, like the Passover or the Pentecost. And since he cannot worship God with God's people, he is downcast, he is depressed. Second is that the author is taunted by his enemies. The enemies make fun of him. And in Psalm 43, these enemies appear as an ungodly nation. So these enemies could be the ungodly Jews, but most likely they were Gentiles. They were non-Jews who were making fun of him. God has abandoned your people. God has abandoned your nation. God has abandoned you. Third reason for the author's depression is the absence of God. His enemies taunt him, saying, "Where is your God?" And the author is tormented because he has the same question. God, where are you? Why have you forgotten me? Why are you so silent? He is in agony because he feels God's absence, and he longs to be in God's presence. His longing for God is compared to a deer panting for water. Now, when we look back at the year of 2019, some of us may have experienced God's reality and God's power in a new way, in a fresh way, and are filled with praise. However, some of us may feel like the author of today's psalm. Some of us may be depressed, disturbed, and downcast. Perhaps some of us feel like God is far removed from us. And though we do come to worship and we do go to small groups, we cannot really worship God, and we cannot really share our lives with others. Perhaps for some of us, we have been depressed by the voice of the enemies who say, "Where is your God? If God loves you, why did this happen to you? God has abandoned you." For some of us, God was silent and absent in the year 2019. And some of us have been asking the same question. God, where are you? Why have you forgotten me? If some of us are feeling like the author of the psalm, then how can we put our hope in God? Another question is, how could the psalmist, how could he, you know, he seemed to be in much worse situation, much worse condition than we are. How could he have put his hope in God? I see two things that enabled the psalmist to put his hope in the Lord. First is that the author still believed that he belonged to God. Throughout the psalm, he calls God my Savior and my God. Though his circumstances are painful and depressing, he believed that his relationship with God is not broken. God was his God, and he was one of God's own people. Though his enemies taunted him, saying, "God has abandoned you," he did not believe them. He believed in God's promise to be with his people. And the Old Testament, just like the New Testament, has many promises, you know, many places where God promises to be with his people. And one example is Jeremiah 46, where God says, "But you, Jacob, but you, Israel, do not be afraid. This is the Lord's declaration, for I will be with you." And that's what he believed. Secondly, the taunts of the enemies were countered by remembering God's love during the day and singing God's song during the night. The author says that the taunts of his enemies were like a sword that pierced his bones. But the wounds of their attacks were healed by God's steadfast love and the songs of praise. I don't think they are the present experience of God's love at the time, but reminders of God's love in the past and the praises that he used to sing with God's people. The author says in verse 6, "Therefore I will remember." As he remembered God and as he remembered how he worshiped God with other people of God, he recalled that God's love is steadfast, everlasting, unchanging, unfailing. Though he is not able to pray, he recalls the songs he used to sing with God's people at night. Most likely, they are some of the Psalms that are written in the Old Testament. And Psalms are not just praises, but Psalms are also prayers of God's people. He had no strength to pray on his own. He had no desire, no will, because he's so depressed he could not utter a prayer. But he was able to sing the Psalms. And singing the Psalms reminded him of God's steadfast love. And so it is with us. If we cannot pray, we can at least sing some praises. We can at least sing some songs, you know, psalms, or at least read some psalms. And you, we can use the psalms to express all the emotions and feelings and frustrations to God. In Psalm 43, which is the second part of the psalm, we see a new development. In Psalm 42, the author is mainly talking to himself, to his own soul. He doesn't have the will to address God. He could not pray because of his distress and his depression. But remembering God's love and singing of the Psalms now enables him to pray to God directly. He says, "Vindicate me, O God." He addresses God for the first time in this psalm. "And plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and wicked man. You are God, my stronghold." So he's no longer talking to himself, but he is now talking to God directly. Before, God was a rock, but now God is a huge fortress. He is a huge stronghold. You see his hope in God becoming bigger and bigger, more powerful and more powerful. And this is his hope. Verse 3 in Psalm 43. "Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell." The content of his hope that he will see God's face in God's house. His goal is to be able to enter into God's presence again. The very last phrase in Hebrew is a bit more complicated than our translation. It is, "For I will yet praise him, The salvation of my face and my God. It's an awkward phrase. The salvation of my face. Or it could be the help of my face. Or the health of my face. The author believes that God will save his face before his enemies. God will vindicate him before his enemies and restore his face, restore his dignity, and God will lead him to himself. Just as the author of today's psalm put his hope in God, we can also put our hope in God, who is the help of my face. When we are tormented by the tauntings of our enemies and by the seeming absence of God, we can follow the example of the author today. We can stop the rushing of our dark thoughts and dark feelings and ask ourselves, why are you so depressed? Why are you so downcast? Then we can remind ourselves to whom we belong. One of the historical confessions that we Presbyterian subscribe to is the Heidelberg Catechism. Westminster Catechism is popular in Great Britain and in the U.S., but Heidelberg Catechism is popular on the European continent, and that represented the Reformed faith in Europe. And here is the first question and answer. What is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer is that I am not my own, but being body and soul in life and in death, that I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. When we are depressed, we can also remember that God's love is steadfast, unchanging, and unfailing. We can remind ourselves of God's love by singing praises, by singing the Psalms. When we recall that we belong to Jesus, who loves us with a steadfast love, it will enable us to pray to God, and our act of prayer will give us hope, no matter what the circumstances. And as we hope in God, his light and truth will lead us to God himself. And it is in God's presence that we find satisfaction, peace, security, and exceeding joy. Let's pray. I want to give us some topics to pray tonight. And let's first give God praise. And let's start by thinking of who God is. That Yahweh, God is our Savior, our God. He is our Heavenly Father. He is our rock, our stronghold, our fortress, and our refuge in times of trouble. Let us praise God for his eternal covenant with us and for his unfailing, steadfast love toward us.